So in 2004, we published our first study with adults and older adults. We got very large effects, and this study went viral. So, you know, I was saying that my stuff was all below the radar. Then it wasn't cited, it wasn't known, it was fine. But this 2004 study got huge attention, and it was reported all over the world. I was fielding calls every day from every country. So I spoke to, 300-400 reporters, and every reporter asked the same question. So you have these older adults, the bilinguals are better. What happens when they get dementia? We only selected healthy older adults. I have no idea. But if 300 reporters all ask you the same question, you gotta find the answer. So we did the first study here at Baycrest. All we did is go into the memory clinic and pull records until we got piles of records that we felt confident were records of monolingual versus bilingual, because that's not always an easy distinction. And we just looked at the age at which they were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So we had this shocking result. Actually, the bilinguals were 4.5 years older. Now, that could have meant anything. So we reported that paper was published in 2007, but we did several follow-ups to make sure that our interpretation was right.